Hello, Malcolm here with your 2-minute teaching tip based on the book by David Berceau called Plain Speaking. And today, the significance of eye contact. Now, in the previous episode, we explored conversational preaching. And what part does eye contact play? Well, Berceau says, none of us enjoy conversing with someone who rarely looks at us. That's true, isn't it? So how do we maintain healthy eye contact? A few tips from Berceau. Firstly, look at people. Look actually at them as people, not the crowd. Make eye contact with specific people, briefly, not for too long, and definitely don't stare, but look at people. Secondly, move your eyes around the room. Look at people in the front row, the back row, the balcony, the left, the right. Neglect no part of the room. Make sure you include all parts. Thirdly, include the camera. That's not something Berceau mentions, but that's something that I've been considering. Include the camera if there is one. If the lesson's being streamed live to people online, look directly at the camera from time to time and address them. What else do we need to consider? A few things. Firstly, screens. If you're reading text off a screen like I am for this recording here, take your eyes off the screen periodically to look at the people in the room. Notes. Is it okay to look at your notes? Yes, it's okay to look at your notes, but don't do so for too long. Aim for a glance at your notes rather than reading from your notes. Thirdly, start and stop. You want the best connection with the congregation in the introduction and the conclusion. So at the start and the stop, look up more and look at people more than you would perhaps for the rest of the body of the lesson. And stories. When sharing a story, it's essential to maintain connection with your listeners. Nothing deflates the power of your illustration or your story more than looking down at your notes, especially just as you get to the punchline. It breaks the connection and breaks the spell and the impact. So what are your thoughts on eye contact? How do you feel about it? Next time, we're going to explore how to listen to our listeners. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. But remember always to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.